7. Transform your war into a crusade. Morale strategies. The secret to motivating people and maintaining their morale is to get them to think less about themselves and more about the group. Involve them in a cause, a crusade against a hated enemy. Make them see their survival as tied to the success of the army as a whole. In a group in which people have truly bonded, moods and emotions are so contagious that it becomes easy to infect your troops with enthusiasm. Lead from the front. Let your soldiers see you in the trenches, making sacrifices for the cause. That will fill them with the desire to emulate and please you. Make both rewards and punishments rare, but meaningful. Remember, a motivated army can work wonders, making up for any lack of material resources. The Art of Man Management. Learn from history's great motivators and military leaders. The way to get soldiers to work together and maintain morale is to make them feel part of a group that is fighting for a worthy cause. That distracts them from their own interests and satisfies their human need to feel part of something bigger than they are. The more they think of the group, the less they think of themselves. They soon begin to link their own success to the group's. Their own interests and the larger interests coincide. In this kind of army, people know that selfish behavior will disgrace them in the eyes of their companions. They become attuned to a kind of group conscience. Morale is contagious. Put people in a cohesive, animated group, and they naturally catch that spirit. If they rebel or revert to selfish behavior, they are easily isolated. You must establish this dynamic the minute you become the group's leader. It can only come from the top, that is, from you. The ability to create the right group dynamic, to maintain the collective spirit, is known in military language as man management. History's great generals, Alexander the Great, Hannibal, Napoleon, were all masters of the art, which for military men is more than simply important. In battle, it can be the deciding issue, a matter of life and death. In war, Napoleon once said, "The moral is to the physical as 3-1. He meant that his troops' fighting spirit was crucial in the outcome of the battle. With motivated soldiers, he could beat an army 3 times the size of his own. To create the best group dynamic and prevent destructive morale problems, follow these 8 crucial steps, culled from the writings and experiences of the masters of the art. It is important to follow as many of the steps as possible. None is less important than any other. Step 1. Unite your troops around a cause. Make them fight for an idea. Bring people together around a cause, and you create a motivated force. The cause can be anything you wish, but you should represent it as progressive. It fits the times. It is on the side of the future, so it is destined to succeed. If necessary, you can give it a veneer of spirituality. It is best to have some kind of enemy to hate. An enemy can help a group to define itself in opposition. Ignore this step, and you are left with an army of mercenaries. You will deserve the fate that usually awaits such armies.